There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the Saints have parted ways with head coach Dennis Allen and now special teams coordinator Darren Rizzi.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be named the interim head coach of the team. So that is the man that will be leading the Saints into their game with the Falcons this weekend. But lots of times when you see a head coach being fired midseason, it tends to galvanize a team sometimes. And that's happened quite a few on quite a few different occasions. So the question is now, does this become a trap game for the Falcons now they're getting a Saints team that is with an interim head coach?
Yeah, it's kind of the interim coach bounce. But it look.
The Woody Johnson bump that he talked about.
There's more to it than that. They're getting healthy. And that is that's the thing that people need to really think about, understand. They've got Taysom Hill back, Falcons
that's not the
killer.
That's on the sheet.
But here's the deal. That's why it's a trap game, though, to me. But that is, I'm explaining to you why I think it's
yes,
a trap game.
I know.
Because you get Taysom Hill back, he's a Falcons killer, Tiff. You know that. You've been around this division and these two teams enough. You've got Derek Carr back. You never lost Kamara. He's not going anywhere, and he's absolutely been just crushing it. You know. I don't think Cam Jordan is the player that he has been in the past. I think age is starting to catch up with him.
But he still has a knack for
getting red and black on the ground.
Exactly.
It's a very good call, Tiff. I know that Cam has no sacks this year so far. It would not surprise me if his first sack or two came against the Falcons. It's just, to your point, Tiffany, that's how it goes. So, remember they got Ruiz back. At center, he didn't play against us last time. So they're getting players back that are important to beating the Falcons.
Yeah.
And only the Falcons.
And I actually go back to, I had a Thanksgiving game, or I think it was, it had to be around Thanksgiving with Cam, obviously Saints and Falcons. I was in New Orleans.
I was there, I remember that.
And I had to interview him when he had the turkey leg. But I think he called it roasted Falcon is what he said as he took a bite out of that.
He kind of embodies the spirit of this rivalry because he's a guy that has something like 24 sacks in 25 games against the Falcons. He understands it. He's embraced it, and he puts a lot into this game. So whatever his stats are this year, throw him out the window.
Yeah, and he's definitely always been a force, and Lord knows, I can't tell you how many times up close and personal, have seen seen that for myself. And so Cam Jordan's just one of those. I will say this, his snaps have started to dwindle a little bit for whatever reason. I mean, it's gone down every single week since week five, his snap count has. So I'm curious kind of what the reason is behind that. I know that, he's older, a little bit dinged up. Here's what I'll say, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. I said this last week about the Saints. They're starting to get back healthy. The curiosity I have about it is they were healthy last week, and they were not able to put points on the board. Now, the yardage was there, and they were not able to put a ton of points on the board. But, again, man, I keep going back to, and this is going to catch up at some point, right? If the Falcons don't start hot the last couple of weeks offensively, then the other team can jump. If the other team can jump out to a lead and they can continue to run the ball, I think it gets the Falcons in a bad spot. Right, the way these games have developed, and Arch and I said on this show, and I asked Arch, I said, why did Tampa stop running the ball? And he said, I don't know. I bet they're asking themselves the same thing as they get into the film room. So you go back and look at Kamara's numbers this past week, and you look what he's able to do on the ground. And Lord knows, Taysom Hill, before he left the game against us the first time around, we couldn't stop him on the ground either. Short yardage situations, goal line, whatever. Now, the Falcons, I think, have made a few strides in terms of their run defense throughout the season. But I think when you look at it from that aspect, it's going to be really about getting a hot start for the Atlanta Falcons so that the Saints have to get into a mode where they have to throw the ball and kind of play catch-up. Because if they don't, I firmly believe that the Saints can run the ball on this Falcons front, and they can do it successfully.
They've shown that, and I just want to mention two things that you highlighted. So with Kamara, he has 1,000 scrimmage yards for the season. He's 12 rushing yards short of climbing atop a new franchise record there. And then also with throwing the ball, Chris Olave, he's out. We're assuming he might be out.
He's going to get through
the
protocol.
Last game, but he has to go through concussion protocol, and he's had a number of concerning concussions this season. So that was not his first this past week where he had to be carted off.
Yeah, it's scary. And I was a Chris Olave fan coming out of the draft. I thought he was the best receiver in that draft. I think it's him and Drake right now competing hard for that. You didn't have to deal with DeMario Davis the first time you played him. Willie Gay went out in the game. They're both back. I've not seen an injury report out of New Orleans other than the obvious stiff. I don't know why they wouldn't be playing. So I think you're going to get a defense at more of full strength. This team right now reminds me of how you had to win games early in 16 when you had a porous defense at times or a defense that gave up yards and points, and you had to score to keep up. It's a good point, Mike. You also need to run the ball, though. And I need to go back and look at the first time that we played them. I don't recall how well we ran the ball, but it is something that I need to go look at because, look, it's important to run the ball and keep it out of their hands. We were struggling in games early as we couldn't get teams off the field.
Yeah, and I think when you look at New Orleans and what they are defensively, near the bottom in terms of yards per carry, and so hopefully that is something. I think it's 5.1. I think that's something the Falcons should be able to exploit. But the Falcons very much have a I don't know what the right word is. It's a one-trick pony almost in terms, right? It's like the Vita Vea first time around. It was kind of like that. It was like we couldn't run the ball because Vita Vea was destroying us, and we didn't really have an answer for that. So we started throwing it, and Kirk ends up with 500 yards. So I think the fact that you can throw it and run it is a great thing. But if we're going to rely on – if we say we have to come out and run the ball and they're able to stop that, I think that is concerning. So we'll see what the answers where the answers lie with Zach Robinson.
And your question was how many rush yards did the Falcons have in that meeting against the Saints? 88. So between Tyler Allgeier and Bijan, just 88 rushing yards on the ground. Something else to bring up, to go back to the question, is the trap game stuff, right? They've lost 7 in a row. And knowing what I know about New Orleans teams that I've covered before, they thrive on being disrespected. And so there's been a lot of disrespect thrown that franchise's way, given the fact that things have not gone their way right now. So I feel like that's going to add fuel to the fire, as well as it being a division game against the Falcons, and as you mentioned, them getting guys healthy back.
It's a trap!
It's a trap!
No, we'll say without Olave, and I believe Shahid is still out.
Yeah.
Those are their top two receiving threats for them. And that's it. That's important if they don't have either one of those guys. But
they leaned on Kamara and they ran the football last week.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
He also had six catches, if I'm not mistaken.
If they're allowed to run the ball 33 times, like they did against you in the first time that you played, and you only run the ball 15, as Tiff just pointed out, for 88 yards, that's not good in New Orleans. And don't think that the crowd won't. Now, I'm not sure if they're back to putting bags over their heads as fans. I wouldn't mind seeing a few bags over some heads in New Orleans this weekend. But I'm going to tell you something. They like to show up for this game. I have been there for quite a few of these.
But say what you want about, what Mike just brought up about how, okay, yes, they ran the football. I'm losing my train of thought here. But with Kamara, I want to point out the last week, 155 rushing yards, and then he also had 60 receiving. So he can, that is what he's always been able to do, is do both.
And let's not lose sight of the fact, I had people that were upset with me, guys, on the postgame show, because we won the game the first time around against the Saints, and I got on this postgame show, and I was, like, struggling for answers. You remember, you get the Troy Anderson touchdown, you get the special teams touchdown. Offensively, we were pretty bad the first time around against New Orleans, and couldn't stop Taysom Hill until he left. Then all of a sudden you get a couple of non-offensive touchdowns. And like I said, I got on the postgame show and we had just beat the Saints in a rivalry game. And I'm sitting there going, I don't know what I just watched go forth. And I had people that were upset me, like, let's celebrate a victory. And I agree with that, but you've got to play better this time around. And this is it. Like you said, Saints team that's healthy. I don't know I don't know what the crowd will be down there, but it's always usually a raucous environment when the Falcons come to town.
I will say this, though. We are a different team than we were when we played New Orleans the first time around.
I agree.
We are completely different. And so, and if I'm not mistaken, we were 1-2 going into that game, and they were 2-1. So both teams have their seasons have taken – taken different trajectories. We are better defense in some ways than we were when we played them the first time. And I can tell you we're a hell of a lot better of an offense than we were the first time. You know, I was going through some of the numbers. I mean – what Zach Robinson and Kirk have been able to get in a rhythm and on the same page, Tiff, and the points you see that they've scored, it's different. Like they are, I think since week two, so starting with the Philadelphia game, this team's averaging something like 26 points a game, and that's exactly what they scored against New Orleans the first time. But 5-1 in the last six, they're 0-7 in the last seven. So both teams have taken or if you want to go back to that game, they're 0-6 in their last six, and that's starting with that game. So the trajectories of these two teams have went completely different ends of the spectrum.
That's a good point. Good point.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.